Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. We have a new neon sign. I'm in the middle of repositioning the whole office, actually, for all of the changes going on in terms of my brand and my business, but the Coffee Talk podcast has pretty much remained the same since it launched in 2018. So I feel like we needed this. We needed a good little neon Coffee Talk sign for when we sit down and have these coffee talk conversations. So welcome to the new setup. I also switched out some holiday stuff for the holidays, obviously. I'm in a very festive mood. I'm wearing a lot of red right now, which this is the only time of year that I'll allow it. I'm currently drinking a lavender chamomile tea. Let me know what you're drinking or what you're doing while you tune in and chat today. The number one thing that gets in the way for 99% of us in life is insecurity. And insecurity at its root is fear. It's fear of not being good enough, fear of not being capable, fear of being excluded, fear of not being safe, fear of just basically constantly feeling like you have to be aware of your not enoughness so that you can look at all the ways to fix yourself, look at all the ways to try and fulfill yourself so that you can feel safe or you can feel like you're enough. And the problem with being in that mindset, that insecure mindset that so many of us live in at some point or another, I mean, every single person on this planet will experience insecurity. And the longer you're in it, the more susceptible you are to people that will use your insecurities against you for their own gain. Insecurity is profitable for a lot of people. The less okay you feel with yourself, the easier it is for someone to come in and tell you that they can make you feel okay with yourself if you just follow them or buy this program or do this thing or buy this product or, I mean, insert anything here. So I'm kind of interested to know the root of the word insecurity. So let's look up the history of this word, shall we? Insecure. The origin, it's a mid-17th century word from medieval Latin insecuris, which means unsafe, from in, meaning not, and Latin securus, which means free from care. Interesting. Insecure is an adjective. It means not firmly fixed, liable to give way or break, which, again, I feel like is very fitting for what we were just talking about. If you're not firmly fixed in who you are, if you're not firmly fixed in how you feel, then someone can come around and move you or sway you one way or another. Of a person, not confident or assured, uncertain and anxious. It's not new. None of this is new. But one of the things that was really resting on me the other day, and I'll tell you what I wrote verbatim and then we'll dissect it a little bit. The world doesn't have to work hard at making you feel like you're not okay. Especially in the day and age that we live in, especially with things like social media, especially with things like trends, be it physical trends, be it even just social media trends. Like if you're not up to date with the latest trend or if you don't have a ton of followers, you know, you don't have the latest whatever it is everybody has, whatever it is everybody's wearing, whatever it is everybody's looking like or doing. If you're not doing those trending things, it can make you feel insecure. It can make you feel like you're not okay. Even if it's a very subtle underlying feeling of, ooh, I'm feeling unsafe in society right now. I'm feeling unsafe just being myself right now. The world barely has to work hard to make us feel that way. When you don't feel like you're just okay, you're constantly wondering, is there something wrong with me? When you're constantly wondering, is there something wrong with me? You are always at the beck and call of people who can promise you that they can make it right. So how many of you have felt that before? Just this general sense of insecurity, this general sense of, okay, something feels wrong. I don't feel safe. Something doesn't feel right. Okay, something must be wrong with me. What can I do to fix myself to feel okay again? Puts the power into everybody else's hand that can come along and tell us, oh, I know how to make that right. I know how to fix you. I know what you can do. Just buy this, do this. It completely contradicts the notion that we came to the planet fully whole, which is that something you believe in? I don't know. I wouldn't push that belief on anybody if it wasn't something that they totally believed in. I do believe that we come here to walk a certain path or to go through certain lessons. It doesn't mean that we can't grow, that we can't expand, that we can't better ourselves per se. There's nothing wrong with those things inherently. But for the most part, we come to the planet, we birth into the world fully whole. There's nothing wrong with you, especially if you are not doing what is trending, if you are not doing what is popular, but it takes the smallest of circumstances to even have to ask that question. It could just be a really awkward encounter you have with somebody, and then you instantly go to, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why did I act like that? Why did I say that weird thing? Or you put yourself out there, you work really hard on something, and it doesn't get received the way you thought it would. And you're like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Like, why does my art suck? Why does nobody like what I create? Why does nobody like what I say? It could be that you were really interested in somebody who wasn't interested in you. And again, we instantly go to what's wrong with me, not necessarily the idea that we're not for everybody and not everybody is for us. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you at all. It just means it wasn't a good match. But we instantly go to, okay, what's wrong with me and how can I fix the part of me that is wrong so that I can feel okay, so that I can feel confident, so that I can feel secure. When you're constantly wondering, is there something wrong with me? You are always at the beck and call of people who can promise that they can make it right, and they can't. This goes for, especially in the consumerism world that we live in, this idea that companies, brands, products will tell you, okay, you need the latest this, and then you'll feel okay, you'll feel better. Or you have to do this, and then you'll feel okay, or then you'll feel better. Or this is the latest trend that everybody's following, and if you do this exact same thing, you'll feel okay, and you'll feel better. But these are really empty promises. Nobody can actually make you feel better, and if you do feel better, it's very, very short-lived, because it's completely external to you. Nobody can make you feel.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Feel okay. Nobody can make you feel safe. Nobody can assure you that there's nothing wrong with you but you. And the catch 22 in that is that you have to agree with that statement yourself in order to give yourself that freedom. Because otherwise you'll constantly be looking to the outside world or constantly be looking to external things to make you feel okay and make you feel sure within yourself. What else did I write here? You have to be okay with you, and then everything else loses its power. I feel like it's so much easier said than done. Any experience we have that makes us feel any sense of insecurity, any sense of feeling like we can't just be okay where we are, how we are, I feel much more secure and more confident in myself, and I'm able to put on a little bit of makeup, do my hair, or wear an outfit that makes me feel really comfortable, but also very cute. But at the same time, can we actually allow ourselves to feel fully content and fully okay deep within our core without any of those things? And that's a deep journey to go on. And it's not necessarily a journey we have to go on. Like with most things, it's just finding the balance of how much power you give away to the things that allow you to feel okay. And in turn, knowing that you can give yourself the permission to be totally okay as you are right now, right here in this moment. And sometimes it doesn't work. You can't just say that to yourself and sometimes it just clicks. Other times you have to work at it. You actually have to take time every day to reaffirm that within yourself. And there's actual actionable things you can do to do that. For instance, do you do things that you consider to be high value for yourself? What things in your life bring you a sense of joy, a sense of fulfillment? I think one of the most rebellious things that we can do in today's day and in today's age is to totally allow ourselves the permission to be fully secure in who we are. Even if there's things you don't really feel good about right now, even if there's things you're working on, you can do all of those things from a place of security. You can also do it from a place of insecurity, but I think that the biggest step or the most important thing you can do is be aware of your insecurity, because even if you're feeling insecure, your awareness to that insecurity will allow you to own that feeling and again, keep the power of that feeling from falling into the wrong hands. It's just the mindset of lack that's putting you in that sense of insecurity, and instead you'll be able to, with that awareness, work on your mindset instead of work on filling this endless pit, this endless hole that we can fill up with so many material things and still feel so much lack and still feel so much insecurity. If you could feel any way that you wanted to feel, what would it be? What would that emotion be? How would you want to feel in your day-to-day? Because I know for me, the answer to that would be a sense of peace or a sense of fulfillment. To be able to wake up every day and just feel at peace with myself and feel at peace with my life. And I think that we live in a world that is, again, very easily susceptible to stealing our peace. Letting things make you feel like there's something lacking, like there's something missing, or like there's something wrong in your life, it leaves you not at peace with yourself, not at peace with your life. And it's such a simple thing, and it's definitely easier said than done, but granting yourself the permission to feel fully whole with what you have, with who you are, with how you look, puts you in such a state of power, flicks your mind into that abundance mindset. If we're talking about the two binary states of mind being lack and abundant, you obviously, hopefully, would want to be in the abundant mindset, because that's what's going to acquire and attract more abundance into your life, to take your power back, to take your power away from all the things that make you feel like, hey, buy this, it'll make you feel better, or hey, do this, or copy this, or be part of this trend because it'll make you feel safe. If you can actually just be fully okay with where you are and fully okay, even in your insecurity, even in the things that you might feel like you're still working towards, being fully aware that, yeah, there's some space for growth here. There's some space for evolution here. There's some lessons that are being learned here. I'm not fully there yet. We're never, ever actually fully there. We're always on some sort of soul path or journey. And once we learn one thing or acquire one thing or tackle one thing, it's really kind of just putting your pin somewhere else and then starting to walk in that general direction. But you can do all of it from a place of security. You can do all of it from just feeling okay. It'll allow you to feel in power of your life, and it'll allow every decision you make from that state of just okayness, I'm okay, to be decisions in your best favor, decisions that are coming from your intuition, not your fear, not your anxiety, not your lizard brain, your primal brain, just being like, okay, what do I need to chase? What do I need to do? What do I need to change just to feel safe and okay? I made my tea like right before we sat down, so it was scalding hot, and I'm thinking it's gonna be a better temperature now. I was correct. Now, lastly, we are moving into winter, so I just wanted to throw in a little subsection of a conversation that probably wouldn't make a full podcast episode, but is worth talking about because it's one of the other things that I was thinking about the other day and thought would be fun to chat about with you. So folks, we are heading into winter. The sun is going down at 4:30 with zero care in the world. Are you someone that experiences a sense of winter blues? I, for one, feel like up until Christmas and the New Year's, I'm totally fine with winter. I don't mind that it gets dark a little earlier. It's kind of cozy, you know? It's nice to just curl up by the fire or put on a movie and it's dark already and you still have a couple hours before bedtime. That said, I want to say it's like mid-January, I'm over it. And depending on where you live, now I live in Canada, it'll take a really long time for spring to really come around. So we're not going to do that this year. We're going to allow this winter to be super cozy. How can I make myself excited for winter so that I don't fall into that state of bluesiness just waiting for the spring? You know, I don't like the idea of not valuing time as it passes. Summer is the state of like brightness, energy, yang energy, alert, being alive, being out there in the world, being present, being in your sun sign even. Like winter would be the feminine, the yin, the slow moving, the stillness, the darkness, the quietness, the cold. And the feelings that I get, or the energy, or the, I guess kind of like hobbies or interests that really tend to branch from that type of energy, is a lot of rest, is a lot of relaxation, is a lot of self-care, is a lot of shadow work, a lot of going inward, a lot of creativity even. And so thinking about winter from that point of view allows me to feel way more excited about the idea of winter rolling around, because each winter, each half of the year, which here in Canada, it's definitely like six straight months of winter, is an opportunity to go into that yin state, to go into your feminine or lean into your feminine, moving through the winter season softly, like letting it be a soft season, letting it be a cozy season, and doing small, simple things to get a feeling of excitement from that, I think is so key for overcoming any state of feeling blue, of feeling down. I did a video like 2 years ago, I want to say it was in 2020, and it was on my vlog channel, but it was this like how to beat depression. And I actually talked about a quote that I heard from Jim Carrey. If I'm wrong, someone correct me, but I'm pretty sure it was Jim Carrey that said depression is just deep rest, and how we go into these states of deep rest because we've been pushing ourselves and being out there for far too long and like running on fumes for far too long, that in a way our minds counteract, or I don't want to say that they try and help us by any means, because depression can be very, very debilitating. But to an extent, our brains go into depression so that they can deeply rest and restore from how long and how hard we've been trying to just keep everything together. So I think that sometimes struggling from the winter blues, it's also very much a physical chemical makeup thing. Like definitely getting less sunlight is a huge part of it, which I cannot recommend more, getting a sun lamp. If we're talking about winter blues from more of a mental or emotional standpoint, I think a lot of it can come from this feeling of gloominess around the winter that we can maybe mold. And I say maybe because I don't know how you're feeling or what your thought process is on this, but I think that it is a malleable thing. It is this thing that we can try to twist and turn and look at it from a different perspective to allow ourselves to get a sense of excitement from something that might kind of give us a sense of gloom and doom. So when you think of softness, of rest, of relaxation, of creativity, what things come to mind for you? Like what speaks in that energy to you, because it's going to be different for everybody. I mean, I think of things like bubble baths, definitely. I definitely feel like I get more content done in the fall and winter than I do spring and summer. And it's because creative juices just flow more naturally. I'm inside more, so I'm on my computer more. I tend to game more in the wintertime. Gaming, that's another thing. Reading, it can be self-care to the utmost extent. Like what if you take this season to really focus on nourishing and nurturing your body for the next few months? You could get into something like yoga, get into a nice exercise routine, and it doesn't need to be crazy cardio exercise. It can be weights, it could be Pilates, it could be yoga, it could be swimming, it could be anything that makes you feel like you're moving your body in an enjoyable way, even going for walks in the wintertime. Just a little like side note to just, I guess, our conversation of the day is for anybody that is feeling the impending doom of the winter gloom, did not mean for that to rhyme. What are some ways that you can basically turn the winter season into something that actually feels really cozy, really restful, really creative, and really leans into those yin properties, those yin energies? And if you have any ideas of what makes you feel those things, please plop them down below, because multiple perspectives are much more powerful than just one. So in closing today's conversation, don't let anybody steal your power by 2, making you feel like you are not okay. 3, give yourself the permission to be fully okay. Just okay. You don't have to be amazing or great. Just okay with where you are and what you have. And 3, or is it 4? Let's lean into winter being a cozy, comforting season of self-care, of creativity, of rest and relaxation, so that we can bloom in the springtime feeling all fresh and all new. I would love to hear your thoughts on anything we talked about today, so please come on over to YouTube if you aren't here already and keep the conversation rolling in the comment section down below. And outside of that, I'm sending you guys a huge cheers, a hot tea cheers, and I will talk to all of you guys in our next Coffee Talk podcast episode. Bye, everyone.